What's up, fellow babies? This is Charles, 200 pounds of twisted steel and sex appeal. The American dream.
Now we got to throw in North Kakalaki.
North Kakalaki. Okay, big show.
Tater, please go get your damn glasses. Because she's on camera now, and it's like huge right in front of my, and she's making this squinty, like I just ate a lemon face.
Is that what you're laughing at, Phyllis?
Go get that. That's my Hansen face.
Go get that big ass Rue McClanahan glasses.
Yeah.
Thick ones.
Yeah, we're all in the studio, and Tater is at her place on camera.
And she looks
and
like
microphone.
She's shooting a Busta Rhymes video.
I'm glad we got that camera in your house, Tater, so we can look at you.
Yeah, me too.
You know there's more than one.
We need more than one what?
Camera. She didn't know about the other one. Oh.
Yeah, I need to see that one. We need to film that some, put it on the website.
Yeah, there's a whole genre of that for that. Yeah, you have to search it just right.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well, let's get busy.
Get on it. All right, let's see. January 11th, today is National Arkansas Day. Salute to all our Big Show listeners in a nature state and the 25th state to join the Union. Populated by Osage, Caddo, Coupaw trees, when French and Spanish explorers...
Not even a word. I don't know what any of that was, but nope. Yeah.
I mean, neither. Osage? Caddo?
I think it's Osage.
Coupaw?
Yeah, it's yeah. Osage.
Y'all got some trees in Arkansas.
These are tribes. They're,
oh,
they're
oh,
like,
oh, they're tribes.
Yeah, not trees.
That's your people, Johnny.
Yeah. Oh.
Most of whom you've apparently never met.
Yeah. Yeah, and okay. I'm sure they're quite happy to hear how you're pronouncing
it. Yeah, well, yeah.
Okay. Well, I know that Arkansas teams with streams, lakes, and rivers. I got some good duck hunting. In Arkansas, too, man. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, good. All right. Well, happy Arkansas Day, Arkansanians. And today is National Milk Day. Y'all want me to tell y'all about milk?
Oh, yeah.
I love this story, Uncle John Boy.
Well, today many think the first milk deliveries in glass bottles began in the United States.
Wait a minute. What do you mean the day that many think? Yeah, we don't know for sure.
Well, it's all really kind of a myth at this point.
Oh, okay.
Is that right? Hmm. But a lot of people think it was like January the 11th in some year.
So we're a little short on some of the details.
Way to pin it down.
You can 100% tell that I did the research on Arkansas. Tater did the milk.
Right.
Oh, good. So somebody got us 3 dates in history saved up. I see. All right, good work, whoever.
Oh,
Saggy.
We'll
get our prize back out and get you ready for Outburst. All right, we wake up, Big Show's on the radio. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. First prize pack out this morning, a Happy Herd prize pack. Of course, our boys at Happy Herd out of Alabama makes the highest quality attractants, minerals, and feed for deer, bear, and hogs in the hunting industry. You go to BigShow.com, click on the Happy Herd link, enter code JBB2020 at checkout, get 25% off. If y'all live near the Cape Fear River down in New Hanover County, be pleased to know we took out a bunch of hogs this weekend. Not like on a date.
I was going to say, really? No pictures?
You really shouldn't be going out, you know.
By shooting them.
These are feral hogs.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
they shooting them? Why don't you just leave them at the bar and drive off like everybody else does?
Overrun everything, man. You got to get rid of them hogs. And thanks to Happy Herd, and we called them up. We had a lot of big old sows and bulls to choose from.
I was terrorized by a feral hog when I was a child. I mean, and these were mean. I mean, they kill you.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they go up and tap on the window and point at it.
Yeah.
You son of a.
All right. But so anyway, where were we?
Work.
Oh, yeah. Happy Herd Prize.
You were taking out a hog or something. That's the last part I remember.
By the way, you go to thebigshow.com, click on the Happy Herd link, enter code JBB2020 at checkout, and you get 25% off. All right. Let's get you ready to win you some here with our three dates in history. January 11th, 1878. Well, look at this. The world's first bottled milk home delivery service began operating in Brooklyn, New York.
Now, did it really? Because you didn't seem too sure.
I think that's why Tater was holding back some of the facts, because this is our date in history.
Yeah, that's it.
Exactly. You know, so, my barks.
So it was this date, 1878.
Okay.
It was a brainchild of Alexander Campbell. Before that, milk was delivered in open buckets. Hmm. So Alexander stepped it up to some glass
bottles. And before that, they just walked a cow by your house.
Anybody need a pole?
Yeah.
Move up to 1964. The beginning of the end for tobacco companies started on this date when the U.S. Surgeon General released a now famous report on cigarette smoking. The report declared that cigarettes contribute substantially to mortality from certain specific diseases and to the overall death rate.
My father smoked. He died from lung cancer. Mm. And when all this, I remember when all this was coming out, he was, it was like fake news, and back then. It was like, why would they say that? I remember doctors telling me which cigarettes to smoke and all that. And they used to.
That's right, yeah. Doctors would smoke cigarettes while they're looking at you.
Right. Like, oh, yeah, while you were at the exam. Yeah.
And then I think they pulled all the TV ads.
Right, yeah.
In about 1970, yeah. I think it was.
Yeah, somewhere around.
Right. So 64, all right. And finally, it was on this date in 91, a guy walked into a New York City garage and asked a mechanic to hold his lion for a minute.
Wait a minute, this sounds like a playhouse.
He said he'd be right back. Hmm. Well, the guy never came back, and the 150-pound lion cub wound up at a wildlife preserve. All right. Wow. I think he had enough of that lion.
He got tired of changing oil for the guy, probably.
All right. Well, there's our categories. 1-800-BIG-SHOWS, your toll-free line. Come on, we'll play Outburst next.
Hold it for a second.
Big Show's on the radio Monday morning, January 11th. See if I share my pain with y'all anymore.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Mr. Hammertoe.
Yeah, I got a flu shot, and it's made my arm sore, and I got it in my left arm, and that's the one I had to hold up to push the buttons over here on my screen. I should have thought ahead and got it in my...
You're like
right
Floyd the Barber. He pushed me hard.
Do you want me to call you off the mound and have Billy?
No, this is when the great ones dig deep.
All right. If you're sure. I don't want to, you know, get you halfway through the game and disappoint everybody.
Here, wait a minute. I got to start the outburst music.
Oh, bless your heart.
Let's say hey to Bruce from Easley, South Carolina.
We'll have a big show time.
Bruce, good morning.
Hey, good morning, John Boy, Billy, Jackie, Big Show, whoop, whoop.
Paula.
All right, let's have that Bruce up, man. I'm ready to go. Let's hit the categories. You ready, Bruce?
I'm ready, boss, man.
Here we go.
Hey, don't hurt yourself now. Be careful with them buttons.
Oh, boy. Be careful with those buttons.
Thank you. Bruce worried about my sore arm. Thank you, Bruce.
Appreciate it. Hey, that's Bruce. take you out, man. You better get some houses.
I know. It doesn't hurt when you get it, but it's sore afterwards.
Hey, you got workman's comp, don't you?
Yeah, luckily he didn't get it here, though.
Right.
Workman's comp.
Workman's comp. You might have been turned up to a paid fishing trip or something.
Right. I can still cast with my right arm. I'm all right. Okay, now, all right, back to you, Bruce. Let's get you through these categories, buddy. In 5 seconds, we need three things that get delivered to your home. Ready? Go.
Pizza, mail, Amazon packages.
Mail.
Mm-hmm. A lot easier to name stuff, get delivered to your home, like everything.
Yeah, basically.
I did. All right, Bruce, category number two, three things people smoke. Ready to go?
Cigarettes, cigars, and weed.
All right. And for the win, three wildlife animals. Ready to go?
Fish, deer, turkey, duck,
family. And he could go on and on. Hey, Bruce, you're going to enjoy that Happy Herd prize pack. We send it to you down easily.
Thank you, sir.
Can I
give a shout-out?
Of course you can.
I want to give a shout-out to my old buddy from school days. Billy Joe Williams, a.k.a. the Chipmunk. He'll know what he's talking about.
Okay.
Bottom of the hour, time for the top of your news. It was about 20 minutes away. The Playhouse. All right. Big Show's on the radio. If you listen Friday when we was talking about it, it was Kim Jong-un's 37th birthday. We didn't get a chance to celebrate properly.
It is hard to know.
Once again, Tater has really stepped up her game. Don't know how she did it, but she got us an interview with North Korean President Kim Jong-un's barber. And here he is live from beautiful downtown Pyongyang, Ping Sing Wang. Are you there, Mr. Wang?
Yes, I'm here. Hello, everybody.
Not what I was expecting.
Is this Ping Sing Wang?
Yes, you can call me Ping.
Well, don't take this the wrong way, but you don't really sound Korean.
Well, I'm originally from Sheboygan, Wisconsin.
Wait a minute. How in the world do you get from Sheboygan, Wisconsin to North Korea?
Well, I'd recommend flying.
No. I mean, how do you wind up in North Korea?
Oh, well, it's probably fair to give you a little background. Now, you'd be surprised to know that my real name isn't Ping Zing Wang. Mm-hmm. It's Bernard W. Fenstermuller. I was an international distributor for Snappy Barber Supplies. Uh-huh. I was here in Pyongyang closing out a big deal at an upscale restaurant, and on my way out, I happened to give a free comb to a gentleman at another table. Turned out to be President Kim Jong-un. He invited me to the Royal Palace, and I couldn't say no.
I guess it's something of an honor.
Well, yeah, that and the fact that his bodyguards were pretty persuasive. I even got to ride in a presidential limo. Don't let anybody kid you. There's a lot of room in that trunk.
They put you in the trunk?
Oh, yeah. Well, apparently it's a custom for all guests of Dear Leader.
Ah, so how did you get the name Ping Zing Wang?
Well, it's kind of a funny story. Have you got a second?
Sure.
I was being fitted for my new outfit. You see, everybody here has a uniform, you know. And everything over here is button fly. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
No, it's true. It's like they've never seen a zipper, or the pants were unfortunately a bit snug, as I'm a gentleman of rather large proportions. As I was trying to button the fly, one of the buttons flew off, shot across the room, and that resulted in an embarrassing exposure of my nether regions. Mm-hmm. So basically, my name is a description of the incident. Ping, zing.
Wait for it.
Yeah.
Wang.
Yeah, you got it.
Well, how did you end up becoming Kim Jong-un's barber?
Well, technically, I'm not a barber. At least I wasn't.
You're not a barber.
Oh, no, not at all. I just think they saw all those supplies in my luggage and thought I was, you know, a barber. I tried to argue the point. Turns out they don't like that.
So I've heard. So how did you happen to settle on this particular hairstyle?
By default, actually. We went through a lot of different things. He had an afro for a while.
An afro?
Oh, yeah. You see, dear leader is a big fan of 70s television, especially What's Happening. Remember that show?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
With Rerun, he was a great dancer. Anyway, he loved Raj's hairstyle. Well, it didn't last long, though. Good thing, too. He kind of looked like a wishing troll. And then he moved on to the mullet for a while. Kind of looked like an Asian Joe Dirt. We were going to try for the Lex Luthor, and about halfway through, he stopped, looked in the mirror, smiled, and, well, there you have it.
Interesting choice.
Yeah, to say the least.
So how long have you been there?
Well, let's see. 30 days, has September, April, about 6 years.
Wow.
I'm sure my wife is wondering where I am. I was supposed to be back for a church potluck, but, you know, duty calls.
So what kind of guy is Kim Jong-un? I hear he's a real monster.
Oh, no. He's a gem. He is just an adorable rascal, a wonderful sense of humor, and quite a bridge player, as it happens.
Huh.
No, despite what you've heard, Deer Leader is, in fact, a deer.
He's standing right there, isn't he?
Yep. Hold on. It's a radio show in America. Hold on a second. I beg your pardon? Who is this?
John Boy and Billy on The Big Show.
All right, hold on a second. John Boy and Billy? The Big Show? Hold on. The Wrestler?
No, sorry.
All right, hold on. No. Do you want to say hello? No? Well, they seem very nice. What's that? Well, hold on, I'll ask. Shot in the dark, do you have Dennis Rodman's new number by any chance?
No, we sure don't.
All right, hold on. No, they don't. Well, I don't believe they're lying. Like I said, they seem nice. Oh, now, don't be like that. Don't make that face. All right, whatever you say. Listen, I got to run.
Everything okay?
Oh, yeah, just time for a little trim. I have to run along. I like to have a little drink before I cut his hair. It helps steady my hands while holding the straight razor.
Well, thank you, Ping Zing Wang. You give us a call if that haircut changes.
Why tamper with perfection? But could you do me a favor?
Well, sure.
Can you call my wife and ask her to send my golf clubs? Looks like I'm going to be here for a while. So long.
Good morning, this is Big Show on the Radio, Monday morning, January 11th. Action!
Welcome to John Boy and Billy Playhouse. Today's episode, The 7-Inch Gator. As our story opens, the year is 1905. Woodrow Boudreau's great-grandfather, 10-year-old Maurice Boudreau, comes running into the family home in Thibodaux, Louisiana.
Mama, where you at?
Maurice, that you?
Oui, it's me.
You back already? I thought you was going swimming down at the creek.
Me too, but it didn't work out.
You bring me that bucket of drinking water I asked you to dip out for me?
Well, I brung the bucket.
Son, it ain't a drop of water in this here bucket. How come you ain't brung me some drinking water like I told you to?
I hit a snag.
What kind of snag?
Well, I got down to the creek and jumped in, and just as I start swimming around, I feel something rub up against my leg. I looked down. It was an alligator.
An alligator, huh? How big was he?
He about this big.
Hold on. You mean to tell me you let a 7-inch baby alligator run you off? What kind of Cajun is you?
The kind that don't want to get bit by no alligator.
Boy, I ain't raising no youngin' to run from a snow 7-inch alligator.
What?
Now, don't smart mouth me.
I'm sorry, Mama.
I ain't raising no youngin' to run from no 7-inch alligator. Now, you go back down there and dip me out some water.
But, Mama!
You heard me? That baby alligator, I've been drinking.
Trash swallowing.
That baby alligator ain't gonna hurt you. Shoot, he just as scared of you as you is of him.
Are you sure?
I got it all out.
Well, you definitely don't want me dipping out that creek. Because if that gator is scared of me as I was of him, that water ain't fit to drink, I guarantee.
We hope you've enjoyed John Boy and Billy Playhouse.
Now go get your mama's glasses.
Tune in again next time. We'll hear the crusty old traveling gator hunter say,
"Hey, big man, let me hold a dollar."
Yeah, beep, beep, beep.
What's happening? What's going on? Rabbi Shlomo here. Listen, when I'm in the kitchen whipping up some kreplachs, or some gefilte fish, or a big pot of those hurtin' schleppin' shakin'. Nothing keeps a smile on my face like listening to my favorite Schlemiel and Schlemazel, John Boy and Billy. They're a regular Hush and Pfeffer Incorporated. So you guys are rednecks, huh? What's that like?
Good morning, it's Big Show on the radio. Well, hi, buddy. My favorite singer-songwriter, Robert Earl Keane, having a birthday today. R.E.K., 65 years old.
Wow.
Birthday, Robert Earl. Celebrate back with Robert Earl in the Big Show studio. You're one of my faves, ain't it?
Thank you. get some Southern pride back in my got them four lanes of hard Amarillo. Why? As close as I'll ever get to heaven is making speed up old 87 on Amarillo Highway.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, we play John Boy Jeopardy. And the prize package, well, let's welcome Trophy Tree Stands, proud new Big Show sponsor. We got you a $50 gift card for Trophy Tree Stands. Hunters love Trophy Tree Stands lounge chair comfort, jaw safety system, and blends in powder coat. Check out their ground blinds, too. You go to thebigshow.com, click on the Trophy Tree Stands banner right now. Check them out. Hang on, win you some cool stuff. Yeah, it's just a second. But first, talking about men on ESPN, they got a special on Manti Te'o. If you remember him, when did I had you look this up, Randy? Like 12 years ago?
It was more than that. Yeah, it was over 20 years ago.
He's the one who had an imaginary girlfriend.
It was like the cat, one of the original catfish guys.
But you watch this. If y'all get a chance to watch it on ESPN, pull it up. It's a guy investigating that, like today when it happened. So he goes back and he said his grandmother died and then his girlfriend died the same day. Mm. And it was like a sports story, game ball. Right. He was up for the Heisman Trophy and all that. But as you look into it, it looks like he actually was kind of in on it. Wow. I mean, like it was somebody that took this picture of this girl and made it up, but then when he went with it and all this happened, he kind of went with it. But I don't know. Watch that for yourself and see what you think. But they were trying to get an interview. It says he's got a Netflix special, Netflix coming up about that story.
Okay. I would watch that.
Yeah, you got to watch that. Check it out.
Yeah.
But so his imaginary girlfriend. But they showed a couple of these on it, as I had Randy look up, because Letterman did a top 10 list about that. And so I said, man, some funny stuff. So I want to read it to you. This is a Letterman top 10 list. The top 10 signs you have an imaginary girlfriend. All right. Number 10. You describe her to friends as a nondescript female with eyes and hair. Hmm. Number 9. Photo of girlfriend looks suspiciously like the sun-made raisin lady. Number 8. You keep referring to her in the first person. Number 7. Have a patent pending for a machine that gives you a hickey. Number 6. Someone says, tell me about your girlfriend. You say, let me think of something. Number 5, your imaginary friend is dating her sister. Number 4, everyone can tell you're arguing on the phone with Siri. Number 3, she's never upset when you forget her imaginary birthday. Number 2, always pressuring you to pretend to buy an engagement ring. And the number 1 sign you have an imaginary girlfriend says she's too shy to meet your friends, your family, and you. He was the butt of a few jokes, if you know. But yeah. Check that out. Well, let's play John Boy Jeopardy. Let's jump right in here for that Trophy Tree Stands gift card. According to their official search analytics report, about 1 out of 7 of the Google searches performed during the year 2020 had this in common.
I'm guessing it was all Google could do to keep from saying, not even close. Nice try, Einstein.
No. So think about this. 1 out of 7 of the Google searches last year had this in common. 1-800-MAKE-SHOW, you toll-free line we play. John Boy Jeopardy, next. We'll be right back. Good morning. It's Big Show on the radio. Rolling to you Monday. Our video today is brought to you by Astera Labs, pharmaceutical grade CBD with zero THC and no bitter aftertaste. We got the man with the giant hands. This boy got some paws on him, man.
Yeah, boy,
that is crazy.
It looks like Hellboy, the guy from that movie Hellboy, if he took his glove off. It's massive. Yeah,
it's crazy.
Wait a minute, bigger than Jackie? Oh, yeah.
Yes, believe it or not.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We should get, Jackie, we found your handmate.
Whatever.
I'll check it out to get a chance at thebigshow.com.
All right.
And now, let's play.
Yes, live across America, it's In the Big Jeopardy. And now your host, not quite pharmaceutical grade, but he also has no bitter aftertaste. He's John Boy.
I disagree.
Say hey to Kevin out of Gastonia, North Carolina. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning and Happy New Year.
Morning. Hey. Happy New Year, buddy. All right, Kevin, well, according to their official search analytics report, about one out of seven of the Google searches performed during the year 2020 had this in common.
I'm going to say they'd never been Googled before.
They've never been Googled before.
Seven is safe!
You got it. So, Randy, the New Year's trying to come up with Jeopardy questions that are not Googleable.
Yeah, so I figured, okay, I'm going to make them Google.
So I had to Google to find that.
Now, I'm just curious because you sound like somebody I know or did know back in high school. Is your last name Burke?
Yes, it is.
Is that my fellow JetCone buddy, Kevin Burke?
Yes, it is.
Fellow JetCone?
He was in high school the same time.
It was a gang they had, apparently.
Well, Kevin, how about you explain? We were like a brotherhood, and we did things on stage.
A brotherhood of nerds?
Yeah, well, yeah, kind of. Yeah,
I mean, sorry,
like,
Kevin.
Whoa.
But honest to God, I haven't talked to Kevin since high school.
Is that right?
Except for an occasional exchange on Facebook, but I still remember his voice.
Let me ask you a question. Have you guys ever bought Mentos and Diet Coke in bulk?
No.
Okay, all right. Okay.
But Billy, you may know Kevin as well, because Kevin, weren't you a year ahead of me?
I think I was a year ahead of you, and I think Billy was 2 years ahead of me.
Okay. Well, right. At least we all shared the same high school space.
How about that? Do you recognize his voice?
I swear I did, yeah.
Man, that's neat.
Well, good to talk to you, Kevin. I'm sorry.
Wait. We're
touch.
Not going
to
deal with the jet cone thing?
Well, I don't even know. I'm sure Kevin named us that because he was the
What was the deal, Kevin?
I'm going to let Randy explain that because
he's too embarrassed.
There may be actually people listening to this, and I don't want to have to live up to that.
Because he's a professional now.
Yeah. Okay, right. I got you.
Well, we need more information because this sounds un-Googleable to me.
It definitely is. But Casey and the Sunshine Band forever, man.
Absolutely. Get down tonight.
That's neat. Well, Kevin, look at that, man. It's like y'all meant to get back up together.
Well, I hope so. It's nice to talk to you. I'll have to give you a call now.
Let's start printing up those jet cone T-shirts.
There you go.
Kevin, hang on, buddy.
Yeah.
I know, man. We're all amazed. Randy, remember this Kevin's voice from high school? Well, you probably didn't have that many friends.
Hey, as I have you know, we were quite popular. We were the popular kids.
They were the Gen Cone Rangers or whatever.
That's right, man.
It could only have been him or one other guy. So
no, it was three other guys.
Three.
It was.
Well, that's nice. You are right.
This is the award-winning John Boy and Billy Big Show. The South's number one export.
driving.
No, man, John Boy Billy here.
Well, they say there, you big old hairy, no driving, nose picking, knuckle dragging, mouth breathing, butt scratching, poot lighting, hee haw looking pervert.
Man, you added a couple of new ones to the lineup, didn't you?
Yeah, I studied you kind of close that night we run into you down in Daytona.
Poot lighting?
Well, actually, that one is Delbert, but I hardly ever get to talk to him on the phone.
Yeah. So how's things going over there at Casa D Double Wide?
Not too good. Oh, got yet another temporary roommate.
Oh, man.
We'll run them through here, won't we?
No, you will.
This time it's old Twitch, our Bondo man over at the body shop. He then lost his driver's license.
So
we've been giving him a ride to work in the mornings, and with the price of gas nowadays, I've decided I'd rather just move him in here than drive all the way out to his place and pick him up every morning.
Right, boy. Same money's making money.
Yeah.
So how'd he lose his license?
Got him a DUI.
DUI. Man, how stupid was that?
Yeah, that's what he said.
What happened?
Well, old Twitch was dating this old gal, Mandy, a while back, and she busted up with him. He never quite got over it, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Well, he walked in at Hoots one night and seen her sitting there at the bar. He decided he'd go up there and ask her if they could talk things out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, it being Twitch, the talking also included quite a bit of drinking. And the two of them kind of got pulled over on the way home. Cop comes up in the truck and says, "Sir, have you been drinking tonight?" And Twitch says, "Officer, I ain't even going to try to lie to you. Me and my girlfriend here is trying to patch up our relationship, and we did it by sharing a beer or 12. Then we celebrated by doing a couple of shots there at the bar. And after we left the restaurant, we stopped off at the store and picked up a bottle of peppermint schnapps. She just loves that peppermint schnapps. We might have had us a pull or two off a bottle between here and there." Cop says, "Well, sir, I'm going to have to ask you to step out of the truck and take a breathalyzer test." Twitch looks up at the cop and says, "What's the matter? Don't you believe me?"
That was a good move.
Yeah, that's Twitch. He was going to try to get the judge to give him one of them restricted permits so he could drive to and from work, you know. But he had an ugly incident when he went in for his court date.
What happened?
Well, we was real backed up at the body shop that week. And Deborah told old Twitch he'd go take care of his business down at the courthouse. But when he got back, he had to stay till he got all the work caught up. Well, it is a sold-out crowd in the courtroom that day. A place just full of dope heads and shoplifters and carjacks. Always a regular dumb crook news. Yeah. Well, Twitch sat there thinking about all them jobs piling up. Work kept getting madder and madder the longer he sat. Finally, he just stood up and says, "Excuse me, Judge, are we getting anywhere as close to my name? I just come down here to plead guilty. I ain't one of these unemployed idiots. I got a job to get back to. Can't y'all move this mess along any faster?" Well, as you can imagine, that went over like a fart in a diving helmet. Yeah. Judge slams the little hammer down on the bench, says, "Sir, your name will be called when it's time to hear your case. And for your rude interruption, I'm going to fine you $100 for contempt of court."
Oh, man.
So old Twitch reaches in the pocket of his britches and pulls out his wallet. Judge looks down and says, "Sir, you don't have to pay the $100 right now." Twitch says, "I ain't. I'm just looking to see if I got enough here for two more words."
Let me guess.
Yeah, he ended up going for about 7. And what, none of them, Your Honor. Hey, listen, I got to run here. Me and the IQ twins is fixing to go to work. You going to say goober later on?
Yeah, well.
Well, you tell him I said, "Duh, huh?" You know what you mean.
All right.
Y'all keep him straight up, fire.
All right.
All right. There.
John Boy and Billy.
All right, listen up. I hate rednecks. You people are rednecks.
Morning radio done right.
Good dog. Listen.
Good Monday morning. This is a big show on the radio. All right. Got a Zoom call is up, Aaron. Mary Jane, ready?
I think so, yeah.
All right. Well, let's do it.
And now, Deep Thoughts with Zach, the weed guy's girlfriend, Mary Jane.
Yo, yo, yo. What's up, my dudes?
Y'all doing good?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. Looks like it's, is that fog on your lens there?
I don't think that's fog.
Oh, man, you see that?
Cloudy in the apartment.
Yeah. Sorry about that, man. That Zoom's good resolution. I've just been sitting around the house, y'all. I've just been sitting around thinking about stuff and fogging up my window. Yeah. Y'all want to hear some of it?
Of course.
Cool. This bra. Last year was rough, right? But one thing's for sure, like, we'll never forget it. I bet 2021 is going to be the first year nobody accidentally puts down the wrong year when they're writing a check.
There you go.
Guys, you ever do that thing where you look in the refrigerator and, like, 5 minutes later you go back and look again?
Yeah.
It's not because you think you're going to see something new. You're just checking to see if your standards have dropped low enough to eat what's already in there. That's the nutrition label on a food box. It should have a section for, what if I just ate the whole thing all by myself right now? What's a serving like that? People who take naps are the real heroes. Think about how much courage it takes to wake up twice in one day. They're my heroes. How come the Amazon guy can leave $1,500 flat screen TV on my front porch and not even knock, man? But I have to go to the door and sign my name to get a 14-inch pizza. Want your ID and everything.
Yeah.
They should make a version of Monopoly just for millennials. You just keep going around the board paying rent because you never have enough money to buy it. Graveyards would be way more interesting if they put the cause of death on the tombstone. Sorry.
That's a little dark for you.
My tongue stuck. I said death. Okay. Good-looking people that have crappy personalities are like the real-life versions of clickbait.
Man, deep.
I'll let you sit with that
one. Yeah, you're going to need to.
Yeah.
Tobacco companies kill all their best customers. Mm. And condom companies kill all their future customers.
Well...
I've been thinking. Teenagers drive like their time's running out, and old people drive like they've got all the time.
Yeah, very true.
And how come mothers only get one day, and sharks get like a whole week? When I turned 13, y'all, I realized how dumb I sounded when I was a little kid. And when I turned 21, I realized how dumb I sounded when I was a teenager. Now I'm starting to realize why old people don't talk much. That's me. I'm leaving y'all on a high note. That's it for me. Y'all keep rocking, okay, dudes? And I'll keep thinking. We'll just keep zooming.
I think the fog's starting to roll in again, too. All
right. Later, dudes.
Deep Thoughts is brought to you by Hargrave's Potted Meat Product. Because it's 420 somewhere.
Good morning. You got the Big Show on the radio.
Hey, hosses and hossettes. That's your old pal, Gary Busey. And I'm not working a lot over at Busey Nissan or... working the fryer over at Busey Burgers, or calling Gaylord Sartain at 2 in the morning to sing Buddy Holly tunes. I'm listening to my favorite fellow head injury patients, John Boy and Billy, every morning on The Big Show. Man, when was the last time I had ham?
Good morning. It's a big show on the radio Monday, January 11th. Our buddy out of East Texas, Robert Earl Keene's having a birthday today. Happy birthday, Robert Earl. He's 65. All right, man. And we have a lot of requests coming in. We're talking about we're doing the most requested tunes of 2020 here at the first of the year. And this one, of course, we always play Merry Christmas from the family when we first met Robert Earl. I said, man, did you play the second one yet? We did not play it over the holidays, so I figured we'd catch up with this. This is the follow-up to the Christmas song. I think we can all identify with this. It's Christmas time again. Here's Robert Earl Keene.
There is a Barbie doll in the gravy boat up on Mom's TV set. An angel made of styrofoam holds Rita's cigarette. Santa waves an empty beer in his plastic hand. Everyone is here this year. It's Christmas time again. You know the kids are in their sleeping bags with every kind of toy. Ken and Kay have hit the hay and Dad's new lazy boy. Fran has got a cozy spot underneath the old Christmas tree. The sitting in his underwear, drunk as he can be. Last night we stuffed our stockings and hung a mistletoe. When Santa Claus came knocking, he looked like Uncle Joe. Someone put the coffee on and find the Tylenol. Merry Christmas, everyone. Happy holidays, you all. You know our dad got Mom a flannel robe and Ken a socket set. And Mom got Kay a super value pack of Nicorette. Kay got Ken a Nordic track and a new guitar for me. And Ken got sister Spanish speaking lessons on CD. Last night we all sang Jingle Bells and opened up our hearts. This morning our home looks like hell or possibly Walmart. Someone fed the gravy boat and dressed the Barbie doll. Merry Christmas, everyone. Happy holidays.
Good morning. Got the Big Show on the radio coming up. We got the easiest way for you to win a prize package this morning. It's the current events quiz. Take C, get an Astera Labs prize pack. Astera Labs pharmaceutical grade CBD with zero THC and no bitter aftertaste. Go to BigShow.com, click on the Astera banner, enter code JBB, and you'll get 20% off all CBD products. Must be 18 to win. Give you a chance to win some in a second. We're talking about going back looking at some of our most requested Big Show tunes of 2020. Got one for you right here. Lucy R. makes the chart. Yeah, Lucy and Ricky, get it.
Mama.
sniffing round the pizza rut. Bunch of sorry cougars acting like they're on the hunt.
I love it.
They know that he's spoken for, but they ain't got no class. They keep getting handsy, then I'm gonna whip their ass. They think they're hot, but baby, they're not. They think they're hot, but they got no shot. Punch your face, punch your face. Punch your face, punch your face. They wanna take them for a roll between the sheets. They'll be disappointed, just look at those tiny feet. He's a celebrity, it must be lots of fun. But if you come for my bed, honey, better bring a gun. God. That's my guy, that's my guy. And if you touch him, I'll punch your face.
You don't want to mess with Lucy.
That's my guy, that's my guy. And if you touch him, I'll punch your face.
Put her foot in your cup, Lucy.
Punch your face, punch your face. Punch your face, punch your face.
Oh, we got talent abounding here, though.
Yeah, we should get him on the show, though.
Let's play the current events quiz. Bedley, what are we dealing with?
A man in England makes a very unusual bad life choice.
Okay, 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line across America. Take C and win. We play next. It's a big show on the radio. Our video today brought to you by Astera Labs. Get you ready to win that big old prize back here in just a second. Check them out at thebigshow.com where you see the video of the man with the giant hands. He got some big ones. Check it out at thebigshow.com. You get a chance. And right now, Pep Squad.
Ready?
Ready.
Okay. Come your head.
Let's say hey to Bart out of Elberton, Georgia. Good morning, Bart.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey. Welcome in here, Bart. You ready to win?
Absolutely.
Let's do it then.
Well, a man in Birmingham, England, says he made a bad life decision while drunk recently. That's the same old story. 30-year-old Thomas Dodd sobered up to find out he had legally changed his name to Celine Dion. Dodd says he was tossing back a few cocktails, well, maybe more than a few, while watching a streaming concert performance of Celine Dion, who he calls his favorite singer. Well, one drink led to another, and before you know it, he was Celine Dion. In fact, he didn't even remember requesting the name change until he got an official certificate of his new name in the mail a few days later. Oh, Mr. Celine Dion says he might not stay Celine forever, but he's keeping the new name for the time being because he hopes it might score him a backstage pass at a Celine Dion concert.
Good plan.
And he says it could have been worse. He could have picked one of his other favorite TV shows, and he would have ended up with the name A, Tiger King, B, Catfish, or C, Queer Eye.
What you got, Bart?
I'm going to have to take C.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
How drunk you got to be?
I'm telling you.
I don't know. I got a cousin that did close to the same thing.
Really? What did he change his name to?
I'm not even sure. She's changed it 2 or 3 times.
Okay. He'll get hammered just go for a new name, I guess. All right. Well,
New beginning, new name, I guess.
All right, Bart. Well, you hang on, Jackie. Get your prize pack to you down in Elberton.
Well, thank you very much. First time caller.
All right. Good deal, man.
Good luck, Bart.
Thank you.
Bottom of the hour, time of the top of your news. Let's see here. Yeah, good. A big requested tune, 2020 Horton Boys up next. Show's on the radio here Monday, January 11th, here the first of 2021. Looking back on some of the most requested Big Show tunes of 2020. Here's one from Horton the Boys, the 2020 Blues.
I hear bad news a-coming, it's right around the bend. I ain't heard no good news since I don't know when. I'm stuck in 2020. I hate to piss and moan. But this year just keeps a dragging on and on and on. When I turn on the TV and try to watch the news, it's all so dang depressing. I need a shot of booze. This thing called 2020 is just a crawling by. Every time something happens, I hang my head and cry. Nothing but a series of defeats. There's old folks getting COVID and protesting the streets. This year has been a booger. It's been one big splat. And there's also murder hornets. And what's the deal with that? Thank you.
Yeah, 2020 feels like we've been hit by some old curse. And when it's finally over on December 31st, we'll start a nice fresh new year. Don't that sound like fun? Maybe things will start to pick up in 2021. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis.
Good Monday morning, Big Show's on the radio. It is time for Oliver.
Well, well, well. That's over with. And by that, I mean the year 2020.
Amen.
While most people are just happy to have it in the rearview mirror, I prefer to look at it as a learning experience. Because, as the saying goes, those who don't learn from history are doomed to repeat it. Now there's a scary thought. So pay attention. Let me preach on it. In 2020, we learned that autonomous zones are awesome. Until you run out of all the stuff you stole and have to go back to mom and dad's basement. We learned that just because someone calls you an expert doesn't make you an expert. For example, John Boy is an expert radio host. See how that means absolutely nothing? In 2020, we saw the passing of many beloved celebrities, but no one mentions the extinction of the American journalist. I guess zombies don't count, unless they're voting. We learned that if you want to know if something is true or not, post it on social media. If they take it down, yeah, it's true. We discovered that the only ones who don't have to follow the rules are the ones who make them. We learned that 2020 was the year everyone stopped naming their daughters Karen. We learned that the Wicked Witch's weakness isn't really water. I mean, after all, she got her hair washed at that closed beauty parlor and nothing happened. In short, the movie lied. We learned that it's okay to sucker punch someone for wearing the wrong hat. I mean, other than a Clemson hat. We learned that the best way to stop a riot is to stop paying the rioters. I mean, who wants to work that hard for free? We now know that standing 6 feet apart while waiting to board an airplane is the safe thing to do. But it's also somehow safe to get wedged in between an old Dutch woman who smells like kitty litter and is coughing up hairballs and some millennial dipstick who screams profanity at his game of Candy Crush.
Wow.
Can I have another bag of pretzels? We learned that presidential rallies for the guy you don't like are super spreader events. But riots, looting, and protests aren't. By the way, Kamala Harris is suing for the rights to use super spreader for herself.
Yeah, it's on.
We learned that if you don't want to miss a paycheck, the only real job to have is a politician. We learned that when businesses were closing and people were losing everything they'd ever worked for, Congress stepped up with billions in foreign aid. After all, if Pakistan doesn't get $10 million for gender studies, do we really care if the local diner ever opens again? We learned that Tony Stark's daughter loves him 3,000. But Congress only loves you 600. We learned that rhinos aren't on the endangered list. There's a buttload of them roaming the wilds of D.C. We learned that we can't afford $5 billion for a secure border wall, because we had to send $700 billion overseas. This is why we can't have nice things. We learned that the Panthers still suck. But we knew that, didn't we? We learned you can't go to church, but hey, the strip club's open. Instead of putting it in the plate, just tuck it in the garter. We found out about a brand new religion, something called science.
No.
It's much more flexible than nasty old Christianity. You can change the commandments every day if you want. This is not to be confused with Scientology. That one actually makes sense. We learned that you should always pick up your laptop at the repair shop. Especially if you're a crackhead. And finally, we learned that we are supposed to believe that a babbling, senile corruptocrat who spent 5 decades in politics with no real accomplishments, who couldn't draw 30 people to a rally, who got booted out of presidential races 2 other times for lying, spent most of his campaign in his basement, got more votes than any other presidential candidate in history. As the big guy says, come on, man. On a personal note, I learned the life of a rascal battery is dependent on gross tonnage hauled. This is my 3rd trip. This week. Oh, and Jeffrey Epstein, well, you know.
Good morning, the Big Show's on the radio.
Don't point at the microphone, man. I know what I'm doing. What? Come on. Bloody hell. Hello! This is Ozzy Osbourne, and I hate bubbles. But I love John Boy and Billy and the whole gang at the Big Show. What are we talking about, man? Oh, yeah. Rock and roll!
Good morning, it's the Big Show on the radio for you Monday, January 11th. Well, it is college football championship tonight. Alabama and Ohio State. Who you got, Randy?
The guy with the blue team.
I don't think we got any blue colors. Alabama's
Oh, it's
red.
Their away uniform.
Ohio State is kind of a silver with some reddish in it.
Yeah, that's the one.
All right. Anyway, Alabama fans, know y'all hoping for a victory. Of course, man, we got a bunch of Ohio State fans listening to. What a year y'all put together, man. Nobody really, well, around here, didn't give you much of a chance up against Clemson. Man, y'all did it up. Earned your way in here. Bob Ibach, Nyko Sports, picks Alabama by 9. We'll see what happens. But I was just reminding you about the Alabama football and the Derrick Henry football. I'm not sure if they're sold out yet. They always do. So if you want to get you one, you might as well go ahead and act right now. Unless you want to kind of hang out and see what happens tonight. But you're taking a chance. We got it set up at thebigshow.com. Click on the Nyko Sports banner. It'll take you right there. You can look at both of them and see the whole deal. All right. 5,000 of the Alabama footballs, 2,020 of the Derrick Henry. Former running back for Alabama, doing it up in the NFL, of course. You knew this, of course, Randy.
Oh, yeah.
2 rushing titles
yeah,
in a row.
I had a lot of riding on
that. And you know what, you know what rushing means, of course?
Nope.
He hurries a lot
yep.
to get to the game.
Nope.
All right.
I intend to die not knowing what that means.
All right, well, good luck.
All right.
Keep talking. It could happen sooner than you think.
I would like to point out, I am not injecting myself into this.
All right, so, my fault. All right, we all check it out. And check it out when you make your day to visit to thebigshow.com.
All right, high five.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Getting ready for Wordy Word, the prize pack we play for, a Liquid Performance automotive cleaning and detailing kit. Liquid Performance, the world's highest quality full synthetic gasoline and diesel fuel additives. We're going to give you a big old bucket full of Liquid Performance. Man, we got all kind of stuff, everything you need to get your ride right, including a cool sponge that you can use for other things. I'm not going to go into it right now.
Wait a minute.
So anyway, you go to thebigshow.com, click the performance banner, and you get 20% off all appearance, maintenance, and performance products. All you got to do is enter code JBB at checkout. All right?
Use as directed.
And enjoy the sponge.
So let me see. You said you had some progressively tougher tongue twisters.
So they say.
For me, Randy. So they say?
Well, yep. Actually, he said you had some, and then he said, I've got some too.
Yep. These are from Uncle John's bathroom reader.
So maybe this will be a good warm-up for Wordy Word, you know, when we have to talk and think fast.
Sure.
All right. Mm. Let's see what you got here. Toy boat. Well, that's not too hard.
So you have to do it five times. Well, it says progressively, so start it. You have to do it five times.
Oh, you're supposed to say more than once.
Yeah, five times.
Five times?
Okay,
five.
Three times. How about once?
Yeah. I nailed that. Let's start with that, yeah.
All right, three times. Toy boat. All right, yeah, that was easy. We're three. Mm-hmm. Prepaid plan. Mm-hmm. Right, you want to try that? Prepaid plan.
All right, Andy, about now you should get ready with the dump button.
Yeah, when does sheets litter come up?
Towards the end.
She sees cheese, all right? Mm-hmm. Let me start over. She sees cheese. She sees cheese. She sees cheese. She sees cheese. I gave you an extra one.
You sound like Ren from Ren and Stimpy when you do it for some reason.
What about cheap sheep soup? Cheap sheep soup, cheap sheep soup, cheap sheep soup.
Nope.
Ah, that was another third. Baboon bamboo. Baboon bamboo, baboon bamboo, baboon bamboo, baboon bamboo. But I got him, I had to run out of breath. Specific Pacific.
Ooh.
Specific Pacific, specific Pacific, specific Pacific.
Sounds like steam escaping.
Selfish shellfish.
Ooh.
Selfish shellfish.
Stupid redneck.
Sixth sick sheep.
Nope.
No, that was hard. That's too as hard. And purple paper people. Purple paper people. Purple paper people. Purple paper people.
I don't know what a papal is, but okay.
I always thought rubber baby buggy bumpers was hard. Rubber baby buggy bumpers. I've nailed that since.
And thank you for not trying sheets litter, by the way.
I think that's the one they crossed out.
Right, yeah.
Don't trust me, huh? All right. Well, I think I'm ready for Birdie Bird.
No.
That was close. All right, okay. Thank you, Randy. It was fun. 1-800-BIG-SHOW, you toll-free line. We'll get a couple contestants team up and play next. It's a Big Show on the radio, rolling through you Monday, January 11th. Video today brought to you by Astera Labs. Pharmaceutical grade CBD with zero THC and no bitter aftertaste, rubber baby buggy bumpers. We got the man with the giant hands. Check his dude out. I mean, he's a normal dude. He's got huge hands.
Yes. And you know what he does for a living? He's a professional arm wrestler.
Well, I can see that.
Yeah, boy.
Well, y'all check it out and get a chance at thebigshow.com. Be taking a classic bit request off the wall as well. By the way, at thebigshow.com, you can click the on-air contest button, especially if you want to play Wordy Word. Jack, you can't get through. Jackie, hook you up. And you play friends, family, co-workers, one against another. We like it like that. And we got something like that coming up. So let's do it.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
They played a wordy word and a wordy word. We got a father and son going against each other this morning. We got Big Kevin from Augusta, Georgia. and Kevin Jr. from Augusta. Good morning, Kevins.
How you doing?
Good morning.
Hey, we're good. Welcome. All right. This might be the first father and son we've had going at it. I know we had mom and daughter, father and daughter, and niece and nephew.
First of the year, we'll say that.
Okay, we'll do that. All right. Well, appreciate y'all, boys. Let's see what happens. Kevin Jr., you're on the Tater and Randy team. And me and Bill will take the daddy, Big Kevin, on the John Boy and Billy's side. All right, then. So, Junior, you relax, and me and your daddy are going to go for the first 30 seconds, all right?
Stand for.
All right, Big Kevin, you ready?
I'm ready, John Boy.
All right, here we go. Start the clock now. What was the name of that movie shark?
Jaws.
Yeah. All right, this is what women wear to keep up their boobies.
A bra.
Yeah. All right. I fought the blank and the blank won.
Law.
Yeah. It rhymes with it. It's what a rat does when he eats.
Naw.
Yeah. Rhymes with it. In the West, a quick.
Draw.
Yeah. Rhymes with it. Dogs have four of these.
Paw.
Yeah. Rhymes with it. Eat your steak.
Was that after the buzzer?
Yeah. All right. Good work, Big Kevin. We put a six on the board. Something for him to shoot for. All right. And now, Kevin Jr. and Marcy.
Hi, KJR.
Morning.
Good
morning.
Yes, thank you. I can see.
All right. Kevin, you got Tater here?
Hi there, Kevin. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. So we're ready to go.
Great.
Start the clock now.
All right. You drink beer out of one of these. It's aluminum.
Can.
Yes, sir. You write this, a love blank, and pass it in school.
Note.
Yep. Rhymes with it. No, it doesn't rhyme. This is a dog. If it gets angry, it might blank you with its teeth.
Lit. Bite.
Yes. Yeah. In the snow, you might ride one of these down the hill.
My bill. The board.
Mm. Ah.
All right. That a buzz. Let's see. What, Junior? Put a three on the board. Daddy leads by three going into round two. All right. Big Kevin, you and Billy, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Picking up on that last one. Go.
When it snows, kids ride this down the hill.
A sled.
Yeah.
There you go. The studio where you get your picture taken at the mall is sometimes called a blank studio. We're having a family
reunion.
No. The name of the picture. It's a special kind of picture. It's called a painting. Can also be this kind of thing.
A portrait.
Yeah. There you go. Let's see. You do this to an onion and you cry.
Peel.
Another word.
The buzzer. All right. Put a two on the six, a total of eight. Well, Big Kevin. So Kevin Jr. and Randy, five will tie and six will win.
Go, JR. Go, JR.
All right. Kevin and Randy, picking up on that last one. Go.
They say it's the greatest thing since blank bread.
Sliced, yes.
Bam.
This is what you spread on bread.
Butter.
Yep. This is not the exit. It's the opposite.
Entrance.
Yep. It's a kind of wood. Old.
No.
Hickory.
Oh, no, I misread it. I'm sorry. This is what you get on your neck from your girlfriend.
Hickey.
Yep. It rhymes with it. It's. It gets between your fingers. No way.
Sticky.
Hey, he got it!
Oh, he said sticky. What did that? Oh, sticky at the buzzer to tie it up. So
good
we
job,
go
guys.
Overtime. Overtime.
I didn't notice it was a tie. I wouldn't have fought so hard.
All right. So an extra 30 seconds to determine our winner. Big Kevin, who you want, me or Billy?
John Boy.
All right. Let's do it then. All right. Start the clock now. Who's the famous mouse?
Mickey.
Yeah. All right. Rhymes with it. Don't be so.
Picky.
Yes. Yeah. All right. Astronauts go in outer.
Space.
Yeah. All right. Another name for a dollar or a male deer.
A buck.
Yeah. All right. A blank sign. Tell you, be careful. It's a blank sign.
Blank. Stop sign. Caution sign.
Blank, blank. Danger, danger.
Caution sign.
No, I'm sorry.
That was a great clue, though. That blank, blank, danger, danger.
It was the emotion he put into it.
Really? Yeah. He acted it out. He stood up.
I didn't have time to tell him. I was thinking about the robot in outer space.
I know.
Okay. So anyway, we put a four
you know,
on
the
board,
one from that
Kevin.
Show 50 work. Years ago.
All right. So, Kevin Jr., who do you want, Randy or Tater?
Let's go, Randy.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow. Two in a row. Overtime picking you.
I need four.
You need four to tie, and five will win. All right. All right, Kevin Jr., y'all picking up on that last one. Go.
So this sign, no, it's a kind of sign that covers a bunch of them. It also sounds like a product name.
What?
Yeah, I can't say it.
Caution?
No, it's a type of sign. Not a specific. I can't hear him.
Legume?
Yeah, I can't. It would have an exclamation point after it. It says, I don't know.
All right, let me try it. I think I may have one for this. All right. When the cop pulls you over, sometimes he'll say, I'm going to let you off with a what?
Yep.
Warning.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, right. There it was. Yeah. You could have used that one.
Sorry.
Big Kevin wins. Beats his boy. 4-0 in overtime.
Yeah.
That's not his boy's fault, I'll have to say.
Yeah, I know. Well, Kevin Jr., you can play again anytime there, buddy. All right.
Thank you, John Boy. I appreciate you. I've been listening to you since I was about 6 or 7 years old.
Man, wow. That is Thank awesome. You. Good job, Daddy. You're raising him right.
John Boy, love you guys. My business partner now because he's got enough sweat equity in the company. He's my business partner now.
Okay, cool.
Awesome. Good deal. Appreciate y'all down the gus. So you hang on. We'll hook you up.
Thank you, John Boy.
Good morning. Got a big show on the radio. Time for the classic bit request of the morning. We got Paul Carter from Kannapolis, North Carolina. Paul says, guys, I'd like to hear something from my hero, Mad Max. Love the show. Well, thank you, bud. We'll get it for you, Paul. Coming up. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Tater, hold the request up and get in front of the camera. Stoop, I ain't got no kind of memory. All right, here we go. Paul Carter from Kannapolis, North Carolina, special requester today. All right, I got you, baby. Yeah, Mad Max.
Here we go. It's baby.
See, it can change really fast.
John Boy and Billy.
Yo.
Mad Max here.
How's it going, buddy?
Take a wild guess.
I'd say you're mad.
You dang Skippy, I'm mad. I'm madder than snot on a doorknob. Ooh, wow. No, wait, that's how slick I am. I'm madder than a screen door on a submarine. No, that's how useful I am. I'm mad as a mud fence. No, that's how ugly I am. I'm mad as a bug in a rug.
What?
No, that's how snug I am.
Okay.
Well, anyway, I'm ticked off.
All right.
Our idiotic news headline of the week. Employee sues McDonald's for making him fat and wins.
Whoa.
My big old McButt. Listen to this. The 32-year-old former manager of a McDonald's in Brazil won a judgment of $17,500 against a fast food company because he gained 65 pounds over the 12 years he worked there. 12 years at McDonald's. Boy, this guy's a real go-getter. Now, let's do the math.
Right.
He got 17.5 grand for putting on 65 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
That's $1,400 a pound.
Ooh.
No offense, y'all, but has there ever been a McDonald's employee that was worth $1,400 a pound? I ain't sure Ronald is worth that much. Well, the ex-employee says he went from 155 pounds to 231 during his time with the company. Really? Gee, how'd that happen? Oh, wait, he worked at McDonald's for 12 years. The manager claims he felt compelled to sample the food every day. random to check their food quality. Mystery clients who check the food quality. You know, if McDonald's ever needs to cut some jobs, that's the guy they ought to let go first. Mystery clients, please. Only thing mysterious about McDonald's is, what kind of animal does the McRib come off of? Now, the manager also criticized the free lunches offered to employees, saying it increased his calorie intake. Yeah, I bet it did. Somehow I get the feeling Mr. Manager wasn't ordering the diet two-fold McSalad with fat-free McRanch on the side. And I ain't buying this compelled to sample the food jazz either. I guarantee you, this boy was doing more than a quick quality check on the McNuggets. By the way, here's the case for the defense. McDonald's noted they do offer healthier items that are lower in fat and calories. Well, sure they do. Let's see. There's straws and napkins and Happy Meal toys. By the way, my wife got on me for being mad about this. She said, you always complain about how somebody's picking on fat people. Yeah. Here's a case where the fat guy wins one, and you're still mad. I said, dang straight I'm mad. I've been eating quarter pounder since I was 6 years old. Where's my settlement check? So let this be a lesson to you kids out there. If you work at McDonald's for 12 years and you eat the free lunch every day, you might pick up a few pounds. Of course, you also might pick up 17 grand. Ooh. Wow, this is the worst lesson for kids ever. What I'm trying to say is, the fat guy's dumb pursuing, the judge is dumb for giving him the money, the McRib is the worst idea ever. Now everybody sit down, shut up, quit ruining my life. John Boy and Billy, yeah, y'all have a nice day.
Here a few more minutes. Time to remind you, if you missed any of the big show today, I encourage you to listen to the John Boy and Billy's Late Risers podcast. Here we go, starting the year. We have 98 countries that enjoy John Boy and Billy's Late Risers podcast. Know a lot of y'all military away from home. Thank you so much for listening.
Now,
yeah,
the big
thing, deal, man.
I've been watching, and I really hope that we can get it done quickly soon. If you look at the number at the very bottom, it's the total number of downloads since we began the podcast, and we're almost really close to 1 million downloads.
Close to 1 million.
Yeah.
All right.
That'll be a big day for me. So help me out.
That is awesome. Yeah. All right. Well, spread the news. You got friends and family out of country, or even in the country.
Mm-hmm. Maybe any country. We don't care.
The show when it's happening in the morning. You got it anytime. It's available at thebigshow.com. Of course, available wherever podcasts are.
Right.
But we got it set up pretty easy for you at our homepage, thebigshow.com.
Yeah, but I'm asking you to subscribe. On thebigshow.com, you can stream it without having to subscribe. But if you'll just go ahead and hit that subscribe button, it'll really help me out. But you can listen to it any way you want.
All right.
But awesome. Really would appreciate it.
So I encourage y'all to subscribe to the podcast.
I hate to beg, but please.
Randy been looking at it. He wants to hit me to make him look good to corporate.
Yes.
And he needs all the help he can get.
Damn right.
What are the rest of us going to do?
Yeah.
Right on my coattails.
That's the plan. All right, man. Let's make it, buddy.
Bedbox is here. Download your favorite Big Show bits, 99 cents each, 15 for $9.99. Buy them once, play them anywhere. Find your faves at thebigshow.com. Anytime is a perfect time for John Boy and Billy Southern Sweet Tea, y'all. We'd like to sell 1 million gallons this weekend, so stock up now at Food Lion or your favorite store. Order JB&B stuff by phone, 800-471-STUFF. Online services by animink.com.
Coming soon, John Boy and Billy, 40th anniversary swag at the Big Show store.
We'll give you the numbers on that as soon as we get it.
See you tomorrow. Love you, mean it.